Have I heard of this place?
Probably.
What's it do? Tell me what's it good for again.
Fort Benning.
I know Fort Benning is near Columbus. It's not. Fort Benning is in...
Maybe Fort Benning is. Wait a minute. In the middle of Georgia. Yeah, it is. You're right about Columbus. Ooh. It's in the middle of Georgia. Ooh.
Is it this city you're thinking of is?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not very good on my Georgia geography.
Well, what's happened in there, in that city?
Let's get it through the rhyme. It rhymes with the meat that you eat with your eggs at breakfast.
Bacon.
Yes.
But I can't think of another word. Haken?
Like with an M.
Macon.
Have you heard of Macon?
Macon, yes, okay. Yes, yes, many times.
The city in Louisiana known for Mardi Gras.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And the capital is?
Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Big city in southern Ohio where the Reds and the Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Biggest city in Kentucky where they run the Derby.
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, now we've got that one. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you say, I don't know blank, I want to do that or not.
If I want to do that or not.
All right. You were asked to go somewhere without your husband, you might say, I won't go, blank, he goes.
Unless.
Mm-hmm. You've already said this, the largest Protestant denomination in the South.
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. And you said that last Sunday you...
Presbyterian.
Well, what you did last Sunday.
Joined the church.
Mm-hmm. And in church you pray to...
God.
And the preacher preaches a...
Sermon.
Mm-hmm. The choir and the organist provide good...
Music.
All right. If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you might say church will be over...
Before I get there.
Mm-hmm. And the enemy and opposite of God is called...
Satan.
Or...
The devil.
All right. Do you know any other terms?
Demons. Demonic. Satanic.
Just for him himself.
Lucifer.
Okay.
The devil.
Any, nicknames that they might use to scare children if you're not good?
Booger man.
Mm-hmm.
Bad man.
Is that the same as the devil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Booger man. Bad man.
Let's see, you've said both of those. What would you say to a friend that you hadn't seen in a long time?
Hello.
Or to show that you were glad to see him, you say, I'm...
Very glad to see you.
All right. If somebody owns a large amount of land, you have just a vague term for a...
Acre.
A large quantity of...
Estate.
He owns a blank of land.
A lot of land.
Did you ever hear the term right smart?
Yeah.
To mean a lot of land?
Yeah.
How would you use it?
Right smart amount of land.
Okay. Would you use it for anything other than land?
Right smart amount of money.
Okay.
I wouldn't, but I've already used it in that term a lot of times.
Is it... Do older people?
Older people, and I'd say, again, rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you wanted to be very polite to someone, what would you say instead of just yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any special circumstances under which you'd use that, or particular people to whom you'd use it?
I always use it to people older than me. I try to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Men and women, you'd say yes, ma'am. To
I try to, unless it's offensive to them, then I try to.
Who would it be offensive to?
It's offensive to a lot of people. The more older I get, the more offensive it is.
Hmm.
People that don't want to be considered that much older. People I teach with,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I have a very bad habit of calling them Mrs. too. Like if they're 35 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. so-and-so. I'm very offended by that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, we don't need those. We don't need that. If you met someone, a friend, what would you say to him by way of greeting, asking about his health?
How are you?
All right. Suppose you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Hello, nice to meet you.
Okay. What would you say to someone on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Would you ever say anything else as a greeting? Have you ever heard anyone say Christmas gift?
Yeah, we do it every Christmas.
What do you mean by it?
Because you call up and you say Christmas.